We can both play loud, and we can both play high. And that was at the end of the event hall. These are a few of the things that we can do that no one else is doing. We can play soft. We can play various dynamic levels. We can play crescendos, big crescendos. And we can shape a phrase. If you have a good grasp of unified phrasing, you recognize and perform a variety of articulations. You have the ability to play with great tone quality to match that tone quality to the style of music that we're playing. You have the ability to play in tune. You can play more than just one style of music. You can play with passion, play with emotion. You can make your music come to life. And the last one is, you can forget one or all of the above. Yeah. And that's what we did. When I call it musical terrestrial, it's a mellophone, cracking A, sustained in the Pacific. There was a mellophone and shooting up the Boston. It's like, whoa, where did that come from? You want way better than that. I love working with this group. I love going out after rehearsal and hanging with like 20 more of them between the color and the dress. We all get along. We all have fun there. But there has to be more discipline here. You can't be repeating things 100 times before it sinks in. And even 100 times it might not sink in. It seems like you're trying to do things that you never did before at rehearsal or in your home practice session. You can't do that. If you can't play the measure, then don't play it. It's okay not to play. But by playing it, you're telling everybody that you don't know that particular mode, measure, phrase, whatever. I wasn't angry, I was just disappointed. Because I know you're better than that. You still got a standing ovation. You see people stand up at the end of Sassy Trace? They thought, and many people said to me, wow, my job was great. Wow, you should be able to really bottom up. You can't let your mind wander. You've got a job to do, and that's the one. You've got the, and Denise gave you perfect time in the Pacific. Because I have a net on, it's perfect, just where it should be. And it does expand and contract a little bit. Not too much, but just a little bit. But we get through it. So I don't know how you felt about it, but I was a bit disappointed. And I don't want you to feel bad, because when I talk to you like this, you all, you've all heard of Bill Russell, basketball player. Our guy went to Russell once. He had to get on the rest of the team. So he said to Russell, look, I'm going to get on the team and you. So I just want you to let you know I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anybody else. And it's the same here. This whole spiel I'm giving now should sink in with a few people, not all of you. Because most of you are doing an outstanding job. You're carrying the load. We just have to be smarter with our choices of what we plan and what we want to do. And what we did here last Tuesday and the Sunday before that was great work. I was really happy that we left the field. I was in great school there on the last Sunday. That sounded great. We sounded great here the following Tuesday night. And then we did a show and we kind of forget all balance.